Chapter 5, The Almost War, 1996. If the Clinton National Security Team had come to office in 1993 without a thought to terrorism, by the beginning of 1996 they were preoccupied with it and feared a major terrorist attack would happen in the year ahead. But it wasn't Al-Qaeda they expected would attack. The radical theocracy that had replaced the Shah of Iran in 1979 had not cooled in its zealotry. Although the American hostages in Tehran were released at the beginning of 1980, the regime continued on a path of action against America. Evidence mounted of Iran's procurement of modern weapons and materials to make chemical, biological, and nuclear arms. The White House and the State Department launched a concerted effort to persuade allies to cut economic ties with Iran, although to little avail. Not content with administrative action, as 1995 ended, Congress passed additional statutory sanctions against Iran and a secret appropriation to fund covert action by the CIA aimed at the Iranian regime. That secret leaked in the Washington Post a month later, in January 1996. The Post report alleged that a small amount, $18 million, had been added at the insistence of Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. It said that Gingrich had wanted the funds to overthrow the Iranian regime, but had settled with the administration on language that would permit the funds to be used to change the behavior of the government in Tehran. The story set off alarms throughout the Iranian hierarchy. In a mirror image of the U.S. action, the Iranian Majlis, or parliament, publicly passed funding for covert action against the United States. The Majlis action was largely a propaganda move. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Ministry of Intelligence and Security were already actively engaged in anti-U.S. efforts around the world. Fearing Iranian-sponsored terrorism against the United States, the Counterterrorism Security Group formed a team to examine what Iran might do and how we could move to deter and prevent attacks. One possible target we considered was the International Olympics, planned for August 1996 in Atlanta. The FBI said it was the lead federal agency for the security of the Olympics and had been planning for the event for over a year, so I asked it to brief the Counterterrorism Security Group in April. The briefing was short and uninformative. The FBI-led team could not answer most of the questions thrown at them. I wondered how we would ever get the departments in Washington to do the right thing about Atlanta Olympic security.